you know where he hooks the horse. He, you know, sometimes he uses a tractor and sometimes he just uses horses, you know, and he hooks the horses up to them. You know, they're like wheels, you know, but they're real sharp and he breaks up the ground with them.
I see. Have you ever heard him say anything about a disc?
Mm-hmm. That's what that is, a disc.
Yeah, okay. Breaking plow. Did you ever say anything about that?
Mm-hmm.
Turning plow? Okay. What about something that you could break the ground up real fine with after you plow?
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard that called a harrow?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard that? Could you say that for me?
Harrow.
Okay. And the thing that the wheels of the wagon get onto, that's the runs underneath the wagon. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Well, a car has one too. Say if you hit a bump and broke your rear. Accident?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Could you say that for me?
Mm-hmm.
These things that a carpenter would use, they're rigid frames.
Mm-hmm.
You might put two of them together and lay some boards across them and make a temporary table. What would you call that?
The things that you lay the boards across?
Yeah, right.
Horses?
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen another kind of frame that was shaped more like an X? You could lay a log on it and brace it, you know, and saw off the end of it?
Well, I've seen them. My father, he's used them, you know, cutting wood.
Sure.
But I don't know what you call them.
Okay. Sawbuck, wood rat, never heard of any of that? Which one?
Wood rat.
Wood rat. So something that you might use on your hair, you might use a comb or
a brush.
Sure. And if you're using a brush, say you're going to
brush it.
And usually you would see these things in barbershops. If the barber was using a straight razor,
mm-hmm.
it would be hanging from the chair. A leather thing would be sharpening it on. You remember what that would be called?
No.
Strap or straw? Ever heard that?
I've heard of strap.
Yeah, okay. What about these things that you put in a revolver? You might say that you fire a shell and a shotgun, but in a pistol or a rifle you fire it.
A bullet.
Okay. You ever heard that called anything? Something began with a letter C?
A cartridge.
Sure. Okay. And when you were growing up, I don't know if you had any of these around. Yeah, you did. Those things that one child says they want in and one or the other.
I see
some. Sure. What would you say they were doing?
What the kid, what they doing when they're balancing their weight, I guess.
Okay, if it's a seesaw, you'd say they were.
Saw.
Seesaw in your tongue?
Yeah, seesaw.
Okay. What about something, I can't see from here, but something that goes around?
Merry-go-round.
Right. Have you ever heard that kind of little thing besides merry-go-round?
No.
Flying jenny?
I've heard of that, but I didn't know they, you know, called it merry-go-round.
But you have heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
Could you say that?
Flying jenny.
And the very common thing that you suspend from the limb of a tree, it's got a seat.
A swing.
Sure. Have you ever heard of one that a board, a limber board, that was anchored at both ends so you could jump up and down on a little limber?
Mm-hmm.
Jump board or drive limber board?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Say a man was heating his house with a coal burning stove. What about a container that he might keep next to the stove? Coal in? You have some extra coal for the stove. What would you call something like that?
A coal bucket.
Sure, okay. Have you ever heard of a coal stove?
No.
Stove.